but here we are inside too. You know, it's, let's see, today's Thursday. It's almost a week that Micah is gone. And it's very different. This is the first time since I'm in Korea that I've had to live alone in a hooch. It's not bad, that's just I like it to an extent. Because like now, I can sit and tape if I want to. You know, I don't have to worry about noises being picked up on the microphone or someone interrupting somebody else's listening. You know, because we all have stereo equipment, and at times you go nuts. Everybody had the stereo on. So we used to take turns playing things. But it's a little bit lonely without Micah, because as I say, we're together for one full year, and you get very attached to people, particularly here, because there isn't anyone else, you know? I'm the only female living on this compound. In fact, tonight, I went around and locked all the windows. They were all open. And there's no need to, I don't think. We have guards, but, and I mean, we're not near the DMZ. That wasn't what I was referring to, but still in all, BWQ, you know. It's a rare thing. So I checked them out. And, oh, I wanted to tell you, I told Micah if she had the chance, or asked her, really, she offered. The truth is that she had asked for your address and your phone number. And if she ever gets the chance, this will be sometime at the end of June, the beginning of July, she'll be hitting the New York area. She'll give you a call. It's not definite. By the time June gets here, you may forget. But anyhow, because her trip will take her about 3 months before she's back in the States. But she's coming back to New York and then flying back to California. So she said she would definitely call you on her way through. She'd like to stay, I think, a couple of days in New York because she's never been there. She wants to see the bright lights of the big city. But I think it will depend on how her money holds out, too. And it's a little hard for her to predict 3 months in advance. Anyway, I think I taped you last Friday. I'm not sure, but I did take her down to the airport. She did get off. I had a lovely letter from her mother. Well, it was a letter. Part of it was for me, and the other part was for Micah, but of course she had already left. And I must make a tape to her mother and tell her that Micah got off all right. We've had such a good year here. Because her mother was very pleased that Micah was me the year, because she said Micah enjoyed it, and she heard so many things about us together. And it's a very pleasant woman. I think it's a very pleasant family that she comes from. And her mother did extend an invitation any time to stay with them and visit and stop in California. So I thought that was very nice. And I have a few things here that I should send to the mother, pieces of mail. I thought I'd wait a while until everything came in and then just make one package and send it off. Let's see, I have lots of little goodies for you. Tuesday, Carolyn Hogshead came down for lunch. Carolyn came before lunch. She's the biggest goofer offer. Anyway, she came down. We had lunch here. And then we went down to Seoul. I wasn't going, Duchess. I had no intention of going. I mean, if I could have done the commissary Tuesday, I would have gone. But I couldn't get the vehicle, and I wasn't going to go. And Carolyn insisted I go with her. Because I was working Tuesday, but I just took off. And we went down to Seoul, and we went to visit. We handed in the monthly reports, our due. That's the only thing we did official. We went to visit Edith. Edith Selye is in the hospital. Now, I think she got out today. She was only in for a few days. She went in Sunday. She was down Walker Hill with Joanne Byrd, club director of Bluelands Valley. Anyway, they were down there with Colonel Barrett and some captain, a little hanky-panky on the side. It was supposed to be a secret. And it struck me funny, and I know you'll appreciate this, but Sunday morning they had to rush Edith to the hospital. She had an attack of colitis. She's had this before. Yeah. That's what Winnie has, right, with the colon? Anyway, when I heard about it, I was sorry that Edith went in. I really was, but thing that was funny was this weekend was supposed to be a hush-hush thing. And here, everybody knows she went in, and everybody knows she was at Walker Hill. Oh, dear, I tell you, you just can't count on anything. Oh, but anyhow, so Carolyn and I went down. We bought some flowers before we went. And Edith looked good. As I say, she has had this several times. I don't think Edith's well anyway. I think she's mentally off balance. You've heard me say that before. But we stayed about an hour or so, and then Carolyn and I went to pick up Bob, Carol Bankart's screen. You know, Carolyn bought him a screen down there. Well, she went down and paid for it, and I picked it up today when I went down to the concert room going back home. And then we went to the airport and picked up Cree. She was over in Japan, TDY. But she was working there for about 10 days. They went to an international conference, librarians conference, and USAPAC, all of Asia, was represented, Okinawa, Vietnam, Thailand, Japan, and so Cree had a marvelous time. Yuna was there too, but Yuna came home a day or so earlier. And Cree came in on Tuesday, and so we met in the plane, and we had dinner, and by the time we got home, it was about 9 o'clock, and we've gone all day again, you know, because I didn't work. But I do have the club covered, and this is the beginning of the month, and the programs are slow, and there are things that my staff can handle, so I don't feel too bad about it. But like today was my day off, and I spent all morning shopping for the service club, so it kind of balances out, you know. Ruth will be back today. I think she landed today. She'll probably be in her office on Monday. Now, I don't say right away, but there will be changes made in the next few weeks because I should get a girl to replace Micah. In fact, I've asked Bob to give me a full-time EM, an enlisted man, full-time to work in the club, and he said he would. And that'll be a big help. In fact, as soon as they can dig some up, I'll interview them and see if I can get somebody sharp. I don't know, but this would be a big help. I think the time to do it is now, because it's just me, and I cannot be in that club in the mornings and the afternoons and then the evenings as well. And everybody knows this, particularly where the club is open 7 days a week, actually, it's very difficult, and I have to keep an eye on my staff. I gave my chief honcho a good chewing out yesterday, and I told him I was so dissatisfied his work, because he's lazy. He's capable, but he's lazy. But anyhow, I think if I get a new man signed, this will help me in everything. Well, I wanted to mention, too, that this screen that we got for Bob was a four-panel screen. You know, like yours, but only it was solid, which is it wasn't that you could see through it. But I was wondering what the width of the screens were, of your screen. Because they do have some scrolls, it's oriental scrolls, and I had always thought that perhaps I could pick some up and put them on the screens. Measure the width, or perhaps you wouldn't be interested, I don't know. They're not cheap, they could run about $8-$9 a scroll, I think. Yeah. But I just thought I might check it out. You know what else I saw? I saw end tables with marble tops. They were rather big, and I just looked at them. They looked very nice, but I just don't feel like buying more furniture. I don't have the place to put it here anyhow. I mean, even tonight I started to throw out old letters, Christmas cards. I have decided not to keep any mail, old mail, because I really don't have the room. The room is small, and I have so many things in it that I have to keep it tidy. Otherwise, it would be completely chaotic in here. So I started throwing away a lot of old letters that I had from last year. Because, as I say, I just don't have the storing room. Oh, another thing. Little pieces of news, right? There I go again. My jacket, black and white jacket, that's finished. It looks very nice. They did a nice job on it. And also, my black and red dress, cotton dress. I had that one too. And I don't know if I told you this. I'm having another dress made by a dressmaker that comes here to the office club. I know I told you she comes. Well, she hasn't been back. She was supposed to come last week, but everybody was out in the field, so she didn't come. I don't know whether she'll be here long this week. But, you know, I'd like to see what happens as far as that dress. If it's real nice, I'm going to ask her maybe the summer things, real summery frocks. Just two or three at most. Maybe not even that. But, so it keeps me busy, you know? And I have a feeling that she's just have a feeling that next month, May, this is going to move me to RC1. I hope I'm wrong, because I'd like very much to stay with you. But, I don't know, because Carolyn Dodd is the club director here, and she's going home in May. I think I'll be the likely suspect. I really do. I don't want to go to one because they had that dormitory type of thing, you know, about 12 women down there, one bathroom. Right here now, I have a maid. I have this whole place to myself. I have four rooms, plus a kitchen, plus the bathroom. It's pretty good, considering I don't pay any rent. And yet I go, is that money? Oh, I don't pay $200 a month. I can't understand myself. That reminds me, they lost my payroll again here in Seoul. You know, my timesheet, which means pay period for the 16th. Won't go to the bank. It'll be a double one for the 30th of the month. That's the second time that's happened. Okay. Oh, well. Listen, this tape is running out. I can't think of anything real important enough to say. Enjoyed your news very much. Let me just glance at it for a second. Let me just say, I don't know if it's Asiatic hair or whether it's coarse or... to me, it feels like human hair, but... you know, I'm not too good at these things. I'll try and send you a sample or something. If I get my wig, you know, I didn't get it the last time. But I'll keep you posted. Until then, just take care of yourself. And don't worry about...